Radio Prague News.
Police have found a body in Prague that they believe could be the 9-year-old girl who went missing last October. Czech authorities will start analysing food and other imports from Japan for radiation. And the Czech Finance Ministry has launched a probe into the troubled lottery firm Saska. The police have found a body in the Prague neighbourhood of Troja they believe could be the 9-year-old girl Anička Janatková, who went missing in October, the media Fox News agency reported on Wednesday. A police spokeswoman refused to confirm the identity of the body and said further tests were necessary. The website Blesk.cz reported, however, that the police informed the girl's parents about the find and that a man in the northern city of Most was arrested earlier on Wednesday in connection with the case. The girl was last seen in October on her way home from school. The police searched the area several times but only found her school bag and her set of keys. Czech television reported the police was testing new 3D technology in the area on Wednesday, which led to the discovery of the body. Czech authorities will start testing food and other imports from Japan for radiation in the coming days, a spokeswoman for the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority said on Wednesday. Inspection employees, together with customs officials, will take samples from Japanese imports and will also test Japanese foodstuffs that are already on the Czech market, although they do not expect to find any problems, the spokeswoman said. The Czech Republic imports foods items such as tea, legume products, fruit, soya sauce, pasta and spirits from Japan. Last year's food imports from Japan were worth 28 million crowns. After a meeting at Prague Castle on Wednesday, Czech President Václav Klaus, together with his Slovenian counterpart Danilo Turk, warned against panic and populism that might spread in the European Union in connection with the nuclear crisis in Japan. The president said the situation in Japan was extraordinary and should be an incentive for an expert debate about enhancing the safety of nuclear power plants rather than for populist political decisions. Mr. Klaus said that voices calling for curbing nuclear power in the EU were opportunist. The fact that Japan's nuclear plant survived when parts of Japan moved by 2.5 meters due to last week's earthquake was a proof that nuclear power plants were safe, the Czech president added. The Czech Finance Ministry launched on Wednesday a probe into the lottery and betting firm Saska, the news website idnes.cz reported. The ministry wants to find out whether Saska has not breached any of the conditions on the basis of which the firm was granted a lottery license. The indebted firm suspended on Tuesday its lottery activities in order to prevent further liabilities and damages. The suspension is to last until it is allowed to conclude a credit contract that would provide the company with sufficient funds. The company's CEO Aleš Hušák remains in hospital after suffering a collapse on Tuesday. Czech Post has delivered more than 60% of 16.8 million forms for the ongoing 2011 population and housing census, a spokeswoman for Czech Post said on Wednesday. The delivery should be completed a day or so ahead of schedule, with the exception of the capital Prague, the spokeswoman added. However, Czech Post has come under criticism for hiring a limited number of enumerators, which causes serious delays. Some 11,000 workers have been employed to carry out the census, compared to 45,000 in the previous census 10 years ago. Interior Minister Radek John has blamed the problems on Czech Post's former management. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be mainly overcast with rain showers and snow in higher places. Daytime highs will range between 5 and 9 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trendec. That's the end of the news.